defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff for town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Wednesday, September 14th, 2016. And we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in the People's Republic of New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've heard the song, I Left My Heart in San Francisco, right? Well, apparently someone left theirs in Ohio. I know, not quite as romantic. But there was an ambulance crew that had stopped at a gas station and noticed a bag on the ground that had a heart in it. Now, most of us couldn't pick that out, but this happens to be an ambulance crew, and they saw a bag with a heart in it. The coroner took it, and they're trying to determine whether or not this was a specimen, or if it was, who knows? Who knows? They're finding hearts everywhere, I guess. So I guess if you're traveling around Ohio and you're missing a heart, they have it in Norwalk. That's where it is. All right, let's get to today's headlines. As Hillary's poll numbers continue to slide, mainstream media has now entered full panic mode. We'll talk about one reporter who thinks it's the journalist's job to cover up candidates' medical conditions, for the good of the country, of course. Also, to what lengths will Google go to try and sway this election in Hillary's favor? We have a report that shows they will stop at nothing. And the White House is set to announce that they're going to take in over 100,000 more Syrian refugees starting next month, totally ignoring the public's opinion on this matter. Is this a case of ideology run rampant, or is it political bait? All that, plus, while Hillary is home resting up for the fourth consecutive day, her campaign is crying foul about one new poll out of the Buckeye State. We also have two brand new national polls to break down. And finally, President Obama isn't the only bozo going around the country scaring people. Creepy clowns are popping up all over. We'll tell you where you need to avoid if you have coulrophobia. All that plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here. But first, let's kick the show off with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And yes, I stood for it. If you want to say the pledge and give me a break, you can do that too. Send me a recording. Send it to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and we'll play you saying the pledge. Maybe it's the family together around the family smartphone saying it. Whatever you have to do, send it to me there, and we'll get you on air and give you a shout-out. Check out rhinoreport.com. Lots of articles. Sign up for the newsletter. We don't share your email address with anybody, especially the NSA, and you can also write for the show. If you want to write some articles for the website, you'll get 300 to 500 hits a day on the website. You can send me that article again to rhino at rwbnetwork.com. Follow me on Twitter at rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. Or you can be our friend on Facebook, facebook.com/therhinoreport. I only have like 8 friends. I know I've met more people than that.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Trying to sell your old car?
Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, thanks for hanging in there. A little quick break, and we're off and running with this Wednesday, this hump day edition of the Rhino Report. And, of course, we're live right now on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty Feed, and CRNTalk.com. Always live in those two places. You can find us there or on podcast. You know, we post the show afterwards. iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. All over, but you guys already knew that. So there's one thing that's kind of bothering me right now. Before we get into all the meat and potatoes of today's show, we have this need, especially people who are in the radio sphere, internet radio, whatever it may be, to kind of follow the narrative that's set that day by mainstream media. And sometimes it takes us off topic. And that's all done on purpose. Mainstream media doesn't like the narrative that day. They don't like what we did. They don't like what Drudge Report did. They don't like what Hannity did. They don't like what Rush did. And all of a sudden, boop, it's something else the next day. Just turn the page very, very quickly. Now, there are some people out there who dwell on things for days. Dwell on it for days. And it's so annoying to me. And I'm not going to mention any names, but people know who they are. Certain hosts, whether it be TV or radio, they just stay on the same topic. They say the same things. And whether it's to get a point across or because they have nothing else to say, I don't know. We try to keep it fresh here on this show. We try to keep our material current with what's happening that day, since we are a live show Monday to Friday. But I'm a little annoyed that people, including some of the more conservative networks, are so willing to turn the page on what happened yesterday. Brian Pagliano not showing up while under subpoena to a House Oversight Committee, a subpoena issued by Congress, delivered by the U.S. Marshal Service, he decides, flip off, I'm not going to be there. That bothers me a lot. Somebody who's worked in law enforcement, I see somebody thumbing their nose at the process. And not only the process of enforcing law, but the process of the Fifth Amendment. You were given immunity. Now, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. When you are given immunity, it serves two purposes. Number one, you avoid going to the pokey. I don't think Brian Pagliano would do too well in FCI lockup. Number two, it's so you can rat. And I get it. Nobody wants to be a rat. I don't like rats. I hate rats. But guess what? That's what you are, guy. You're a rat now. You couldn't follow the law. They gave you immunity. You did someone's dirty work for them. Now you got to be a rat. Otherwise, you got to be an inmate. You got to pick one. When you have immunity, you need to pick one. Now, his lawyer says he pled the Fifth during the Benghazi subcommittee. Totally different thing. Totally different. That was the Benghazi committee. This is the House Oversight Committee. Do we have to draw stick figures here? Totally different. You need his immunity should be stripped immediately. Immediately. They're talking about holding him in contempt of Congress. Whatever. Strip his immunity, put him on trial, and then he'll see what happens when you can't play ball. When your last name is not Clinton, this is what happens to you. And mainstream media is so quick. They're so quick to turn the page on this. It's absolutely mind-boggling to me how someone can get away with this. If I got a subpoena from a local court, you're darn right I'd show up. I don't care what it's for. I don't care why I got it. I'm showing up with a lawyer because that's the law. This administration is lawless. The Clintons are lawless. And everybody in their orbit thinks they're protected, thinks they're indemnified by the Clintons. It's an atrocity. And I think people are starting to pick up on it. So what happens? Well, we got to change the topic. Got to change the topic to whatever today's, you know, I was watching TV for a little bit. I normally don't watch any sort of news or listen to radio before we have our show. I don't want it to influence me. I'm very big on doing my own research. And then coming to you every day at 2 o'clock Eastern with what I found out and my opinion on it. But once in a while, I'll flip it on for a little bit. And I can't even tell you what they were talking about today. Because it was nothing. It was fluff. It was garbage. There was nothing there. This should be dominating the news cycle right now. First, it's okay for the Clintons to get away with everything. Now it's okay for their surrogates to get away with anything they want. That should piss off a lot of people. I shouldn't be the only one. Four subpoenas. Three people showed up. Only one spoke. Now, I get it. You can invoke your Fifth Amendment right once you're there. I'm okay with that. Now, I think it's a little egregious that everybody gets immunity. Every single person. Trey Gowdy said it very well. He said you gave the trigger man immunity with that Paul Kmeta. The one who scrubbed the server, bleach spit the server, whatever he did to it. That's the trigger man, right? And then you have the gatekeeper, Brian Pagliano. He gets immunity. And then for some odd reason, this Cooper clown gets immunity. Everyone's getting immunity. Does the DOJ not know how this works? You know, every single day, the FBI is losing more and more credibility. This is something we all grew up with. It was the FBI. It was the coolest thing, right? It was like the Men in Black. Everybody wanted to be in the FBI, or what they said was, you know, gospel. Every single day, they lose credibility now. James Comey read a 14-minute indictment of what went wrong with Hillary Clinton and her servers. And nobody's paying the price. Nobody. Grossly negligent. Careless. It's the same thing. We're mincing words there. Careless and negligent are the same thing. So four get subpoenas delivered by the U.S. Marshals Service, who I would never say no to, by the way. You don't say no to those guys. They don't mess around. Three show up, one talks, one... Do we have to do like a health check now on Pagliano? Where is he? Where is he? Were the Clintons trying to shut him up? Where is this guy? Get him out there. Or hold him in contempt and strip his immunity. And then let's get to the bottom of this. Because once you strip that immunity away, the dominoes start falling. And the DOJ is well aware of that. That's why I'm convinced this goes much, much higher than Hillary Clinton. And there's only three or four steps higher you can go. I'm convinced of it. But I'm really, really annoyed that mainstream media and even other conservative talk shows are so quick to turn the page on this. It's a violation in front of your eyes. And media and the Democrats want to play it off like, well, it's just a witch hunt by the Republicans. No, this is not due process. It's a total violation. And then you have this one, this Christian Amanpour. You know who this lady is? We're supposed to think she's some kind of genius because she's Iranian with a British accent. So we're supposed to think she might know what she's talking about. And we're going to get into her comments a little bit in the next segment. Because what she said should anger every single American, regardless of your political persuasion. And it just shows you that now, whether it be CNN, cable news, mainstream media, they don't care about the truth. They care about one single thing, and that is getting Hillary Clinton elected in November. Well, guess what? Our job here is the exact opposite. And we plan on making sure that happens. We'll be back. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Come on the Bali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit Ka'anapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. We're talking about mainstream media. We have to talk about mainstream media because they're doing everything in their power. We heard them say it right on CNN. We're doing everything in our power to get Hillary Clinton elected. They said it right there in the morning show. We've all seen the clip of this. The other day, we saw CBS. They edited out part of Bill Clinton's interview with Charlie Rose, where he says, well, she's frequently sick. I mean, not frequently sick. They took it out. And they reran the clip without that portion in it. And it took the Daily Caller and Breitbart and Fox News to say, hey, listen, that wasn't the quote. And then yesterday, CBS goes, oh, yeah, our bad, sorry. And they ran the whole thing once, and that was it. You didn't see it ever again. Now, this Christiane Amanpour, she goes on a rant on Monday, I guess it was. Two and a half minute monologue rant. And we're supposed to really care about what she says because she's of Iranian descent with a British accent. So that automatically qualifies you for any mainstream media source, by the way. So she has a problem with the way media is covering what happened on September 11th, where Hillary Clinton had the 9/11 memorial early because she's having an episode. Now, as somebody who was there in the aftermath of what happened, and somebody who lived just a couple of miles away, me, I took that personally. You can't stand there. You can't honor 3,000 people. You know why? Because to her, half of them were deplorable. So she has an episode, and they got to drag her out in there. So her little handler is having her squeeze her finger, and then she gets to go in this van. She's standing stiff as a board. Her legs give out. I'm telling you, it's like she was drinking all night at O'Malley's and stumbled out at 3 o'clock in the morning. She almost bashes her head on the side of the van. Everybody gets in place so the cameras can't see. And let's be honest, if there were no cell phones there, If this was like 6 or 7 years ago and a very grainy, bad video on cell phone, you never would have heard about it. They would have covered it right up. There was, that's not Hillary Clinton in that grainy cell phone. That's Bigfoot. That's what they would have said. Like the Gimlin Patterson footage. It would have been up for debate. But they all filled in around her, so we couldn't see, but we saw enough. We saw enough to know something is wrong. She's dehydrated, and then she has got allergies, and then now she's got pneumonia. The whole staff has pneumonia. Meanwhile, we're hugging kids, and we're at Chelsea's place where she has two young kids, and we got that girl outside, and then we got Bozo standing there with her feet apart, waving. It's a beautiful day in New York. Who are you? Who are you? An hour and a half later? What, they just pump her up full of medicine and throw her out there? No Secret Service, nothing? What if she fell on her face again? So anyway, news media is trying to do what they're tasked with doing, and showing here is the presidential candidate who possibly can't stand on her own. Which, you know, listen, is that if somebody's in a wheelchair and they're running for president and they're qualified, fine. Fine, absolutely fine. I have no problem with that. But if you're going to lie to us and tell us you're healthy, I got a big problem with that. She took over 20 days off in August. 20 days. You know what we call that here at my company? We call that unemployed. You take off that many days, you're gone. You're history. I don't want to hear it. I don't care if your boyfriend's dog died. I don't care. You're gone. Takes off 20 days. That does some fundraising, of course. Raised 140 some odd million dollars. Yet still has less on hand than Donald Trump does right now, by the way. So this Christiane Amanpour, she says, can't a girl have a sick day or two? Okay, or two, or five, or 10, or 20, how many does a girl need? I want to know. She goes, when it comes to overqualified women having to try 100 times harder than underqualified men to get a break or even a level playing field, well, we all know that story. No, I don't know that story. Please tell me. Please tell me. What is it? On average, a woman makes about 8 cents less than a man on the dollar. Now, I'm not saying that's right. That's not right. They should be equal. And in some cases, women should make more. Definitely in some cases. But 8 cents is not 100 times. Do we have to go back to remedial math? 8 cents is 8% of 100. So, and then she goes on to say, she has this entire, we'll call it a monologue, a soliloquy, whatever you want to call it. And she compares what happened with Hillary and the coverage of to how media covered FDR and JFK. And she goes, everybody loved JFK. No. In fact, almost half the population didn't. And she's trying to get the fact that media should cover up illnesses like they did with FDR and like they did with JFK. They should cover it up here for the good of the country. Well, my question to you, Miss Amanpour, how many females do you think were in the campaign press pool in 1944? That's all sexist? That's all against Hillary? Get your facts straight. We'll be back on the Rhino Report in 2 minutes.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Money is a big part of our lives. You know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221. 7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
All right, guys, thanks for hanging out today. Thanks for listening to the Rhino Report. You can catch us every day, 2 p.m. Eastern, Red Nation Rising Radio and CRNTalk.com, and you can download that app on your phone. We're on CRN1 every single day. So go get that app. It's free. It's free. You can hear me, and that's free too. So that's always good. So let me just give you a quick chronological rundown of what happened here. On September 10th, Hillary was deplorable. We're all deplorables. We're in her basket of deplorables. The next day, on 9/11, at the memorial ceremony, she collapses. You know what? People are saying she didn't collapse, she didn't fall. Well, she didn't fall because 17 people were holding her up. She collapsed, all right? That happened on Sunday. 2 days later, a Clinton operative decides he's not going to appear after being issued a congressional subpoena. And guess what? The page has turned. Turn the page. Now we're on to CNN grilling Mike Pence, the next VP of our country, about whether or not he feels David Duke is deplorable. Because now they got to spin it. Here's your candidate that insulted almost 20 million people, and we still have to spin it. This is why CNN is falling behind MSNBC. And I even have those numbers today. I have the newest Nielsen numbers, if we get to it. But they're falling behind, big time, big time. Do you think David Duke is deplorable? Because now they want to say, well, you know, they want to change the narrative. Oh, he didn't call David Duke deplorable. Or he said he's not deplorable. It's a gotcha question. You can't answer those. Most of us know you can't answer those. You got to say, listen, we don't want his support, but we can't help who he supports, right? You can't help it. It's a free country. Trying to spin it. Then you have this Christiane Amanpour, saying that the media should act like they did during the FDR election and during the JFK election, where they should cover up any sort of illness, whether it be polio or the myriad, absolute myriad of drugs JFK was on. He was on more drugs than a sick horse. In fact, his doctor lost his medical license in the 70s for killing people. He put him on so many drugs. But the media has to stay mum. They can't say anything. It's for the good of the country. For the good of the country. Well, who's next in this line? Because there has to be a progression. Who's next to try to sway people, cover things up? Well, the answer is Google. They're next. There's a report out by the American Institute for Behavioral Research done by Robert Epstein, who says Google may shift as many as 3 million votes in November. 3 million. And that's by changing what pops up when you search for something. He says in the report, it is somewhat difficult to get the Google search bar to suggest negative searches related to Mrs. Clinton or to make any Clinton-related suggestions when one types a negative search term. Bing and Yahoo, on the other hand, often show a number of negative suggestions in response to the same search term. Bing and Yahoo seem to be showing us what people are actually searching for. Google is showing us something else. But what and for what purpose? So, he said Google tries to explain away their findings by saying its search bar is programmed to avoid suggesting searches that portray people in a negative light. As far as we can tell, this claim is false. Google suppresses negative suggestions selectively, not across the board. It is easy to get autocomplete to suggest negative searches related to prominent people, one of whom happens to be Mrs. Clinton's opponent. By the way, Robert Epstein, he's a Democrat. Just by the way. Now, he has a whole bunch of pictures here and how he searched and what pops up. You go to Google and you type in Hillary Clinton is, and what pops up is winning. Awesome. You go to Yahoo and you type in Hillary Clinton is, and what pops up is a liar, a criminal, evil, crook, corrupt, a witch, the devil, stupid, ugly, and is a joke. Go to Bing, very similar. You get a lying crook, she's evil, a murderess, a filthy liar. So Google is obviously changing it to sway people's opinion. Now, Google is the most used search engine. That's a fact, hands down. That's pretty much undebatable. And you look at the search terms, Hillary is a liar is searched about 400 times more than Hillary Clinton is awesome is searched. Now you go to Google and type in the word crooked. Crooked smile, crooked colors come down, crooked smile lyrics. Go to Bing and type in crooked. Number two, crooked Hillary. Go to Yahoo and type in crooked. Number one, crooked Hillary. So Google is doing their best part. Doing their best part. I have the whole report here. You know what? Maybe I'll post it on the website. Maybe I'll put it on the website and you guys can read it. But this is just the next step, guys. It's just the next step. Because news media is sort of failing here. Poll after poll is showing that people don't trust mainstream media. They don't trust what they're saying. They think they're skewed. We saw a poll last week. There was a Gravis poll or something. 70% think the media is skewed in Hillary's favor. And that's after they could mix up that poll as best they could to show a better result. Change the sampling, take questions out to show a better result. I think that poll was commissioned by CNN or something. So, people are starting to realize, no matter how much they want to cover it up, no matter how much they want to get off topic or say that Hillary's medical condition is sexist somehow. Somehow it's a sexist thing that we're saying she might be sick. You know, some people are just concerned. That happens. People get concerned. No one wants her to, you know, keel over. In fact, there was a poll done, It was a Politico Morning Consult poll. 30% of the people in a Politico poll think that she may not finish her first term. 30%. That's a big number for, you know, a Politico poll who's very far to the left. So, it's not going to get any better. We have, 55 days to go? It's going to get a lot worse. Now, the thing last night was this Trump Foundation thing. Eric Schneiderman, the attorney general from New York, is going to investigate the Trump Foundation. Well, this was a political move, obviously. You don't need, someone like me to tell you that. You hear Clinton Foundation, then you hear Trump Foundation 4 months later, and people go, oh, well, this is obviously a move. And I can tell you it is a move. Eric Schneiderman does not go after things that might help people. He goes after things that people like. He went after FanDuel here in New York. He went after DraftKings because a couple of people got mad that they lost money. Well, maybe they're just not good at fantasy sports, but they got mad they lost money. So he shut the whole thing down here, and they only reopened FanDuel and DraftKings here in New York as long as New York got 50% of the profits made in this state. Yeah, that's Eric Schneiderman, the same one who ended the Moreland Commission as soon as the corruption led to the governor's office, the seat he wants so badly. We'll be back in a minute. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report here on this Wednesday afternoon. In case you're not familiar with what the Moreland Commission is, it may be something you want to familiarize yourself with. Here in New York, it was a big deal. Essentially, what happened was Governor Cuomo and Eric Schneiderman wanted to investigate corruption within state government here in New York. And they found a lot. They nabbed a lot of people. And then when the trail started to lead directly to Governor Cuomo's office, it was done, the book was closed, commission over. All right, so that's what you're dealing with right here. Andrew Cuomo wants to run for president. If not in 2020, then in 2024. He wants to run. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And Eric Schneiderman wants to be the governor of New York. He'll probably wind up running against Preet Bharara, who's the U.S. attorney in the Southern District here in New York. They'll probably run against each other. Preet Bharara, much better prosecutor. So they both have eyes somewhere else. This was a political move. Let's move the narrative away from collapsing Hillary, move it away from Basket of Deplorables, move it away from the Clinton Foundation, and let's say Donald Trump and his foundation, well, you know, there are some improprieties there, and it should be criminally investigated. They're taking a page out of the book that they said the Republicans were using. No new ideas. Hillary's running an old campaign. She's running the old-style campaign. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's not. He's running a movement. He's filling arenas. 5,000-10,000 people. She can't get 5 or 10 people. She needs that many just to hold her up. All right, let's talk about a couple of polls here. This one, the Clinton camp is going nuts over this one. They're losing their little brains over this one. Bloomberg poll, so already a little to the left just to begin with, Bloomberg Politics, Ohio. Donald Trump up 5, 48 to 43. Now, Would you say your vote for Hillary Clinton is more a vote to support her or more a vote to stop Donald Trump? Only 37% say against Trump. That is down about 20% from where it was a month ago. And then vice versa on Trump's side. 45% are voting against Hillary. When you add in the law firm of Johnson & Stein in this Ohio poll, Donald Trump still has a 5-point lead. So makes no difference there. This is from September 9th to September 12th. 1,138 people. All right. If the election for the U.S. House of Representatives are being held today, which direction would you lean? 49% would lean Republican. Rob Portman's doing well here, 53%. He's running against Ted Strickland, of course, the one who said that Scalia died at a good time. Yeah, that guy. Let's see. Ohio Governor John Kasich has refused to endorse Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, it says here. Does that make you more or less likely to vote for Trump? It's a wash. It's a wash. 24% say more likely. 31% say less likely. 32% say makes no difference. So his opinion means nothing in Ohio. The number one thing in Ohio people are worried about is unemployment and jobs. Number two is a tie. Decline in real income and health care. Number three is taxes. And 2% don't know what the biggest problem is. So they obviously don't open their eyes or ears. Now, favorable unfavorables. Notable people, all right? Ready for this? Barack Obama, -5. Bill Clinton, -5. Hillary Clinton, -17. Donald Trump, -7. Tim Kaine, even. Mike Pence, +14. People in Ohio like Mike Pence. They like Mike. -9 opinion of the Democrat Party. -5 overall opinion of the Republican Party. Gary Johnson, -18. That's odd. That's a little odd. Trump's decision to not release his taxes, 40%, doesn't bother at all. But Hillary's handling of private emails, 57%, bothers a lot. Her handling of Benghazi, 59%, it bothers a lot. And Clinton's Family Foundation, 53%, say their practices bother them a lot. This is not good news for the Clinton camp. Now, why is the Clinton camp flipping out here? It's not because of the numbers. It's because of the model. Up until this point, a lot of places have been using a 2012 model that shows about a Democrat +6. All right, meaning more Democrats are going to turn out. Now, some of these places are starting to realize when they run models on the side, they're starting to see Donald Trump with a much bigger lead. So they use a 2004 model here. And in 2004, there was more of a Republican turnout than Democrat turnout. And what they're looking at now is they're looking at the registrations. Registrations in many key states, Ohio being one of them, are a net positive for Republicans. Democrats are losing a stronghold in a lot of these states, even Florida. Florida, they're down like 200,000 registrations from what they were just 4 years ago. So these polling places are starting to see two things. Number one, the public doesn't believe them. And number two, they're looking at registrations and early voting. And they're starting to change their model. Now, you've seen Reuters change their model twice already. Because the first model they used had Trump up by 12 points. So they changed it to a model that put him down by 12 points. Well, now with that same model, he's even with her. So we're starting to see them realize what we all knew for a long time, that Republicans are going to come out in force. Because they did for the primary. And it's much harder to get somebody out during a primary than it is during a general election. Let's see what we have here. Here's a bunch of, this is actually a good poll. There's a lot of stuff here. 43% of those who were surveyed in this poll, either Republican or lean Republican, 36% are or lean Democrat. Now, that's an exact breakdown of how people voted in 2004. People in Ohio and the Buckeye State, not real happy with NAFTA. They don't like NAFTA. 57% say they don't like it, and it's done a bad thing for the state. So that's the Ohio poll. That's a big lead in Ohio. We saw, I think, an even for Reuters Ipsos. We saw like an even somewhere else. But when we come back, I do want to talk very, very briefly about the LA Times poll. It's the daily tracking poll. We talked about it yesterday, but there's more news to come on this poll. And if we have time, there's an Ipsos poll, too, that maybe we have to tear apart for a minute. All right, we'll be back. Stay tuned, guys.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Federal tax fraud is set to hit $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, welcome back to this last segment of this Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about some polls here. We had the Bloomberg Ohio poll there, shows Trump up by 5 using a 2004 voter model. It's one of the first polls to use that model, so we'll see if the other ones start to catch on. Let's move to LA Times, LA Times daily tracking poll. Yesterday we saw Trump up 3. That was 4.4 points since Sunday. So he's up 6 points since Lazy Legs couldn't get into the van on Sunday. 6 points since Sunday. That's a big move, big move. Just some notable numbers here. The black vote here in this LA Times poll, it's coming together. Clinton has 77, Trump has 18. So, and that's coming up. The trend lines are coming very, very close together on this one. And 18% is more than Romney or McCain ever had, combined, actually. Let's see. We also have a female vote here. He's down 10, but he's up 20 with men, and that keeps getting further apart. So she's really tanking with men, and he's doing very well with men. So a 30-point gender gap. That's probably the biggest gender gap we've seen yet. The big news in this poll is the perception. August 24th, they were about 15 points apart, meaning 15% more people thought she would win. Regardless of how they vote, they thought she was going to win. Now 7% more think she's going to win. The perception's changing. People are starting to come to the realization that Donald Trump may be President Donald Trump in January next year. The 18 to 34 category age range in this particular perception, this is the one that's coming in the fastest. She only has a three-point edge with perception. It was over 10 points a month ago. So... The 65 and over crowd is coming to the realization as well. Actually, almost 30% of the black vote here thinks that he might win too. So that's coming up very quickly also. All right, so that's that. What else do we got? We got the Reuters Ipsos poll. This one is, they're using an old model still. 156 more Democrats were surveyed than Republicans, 1,752 respondents total, and about 60% fewer independents than there should be in this poll. And what does that add up to? That adds up to a tie. That's what it adds up to. Independents go Trump by 8 points in this poll, even when you add in the law firm of Johnson and Stein. So independents also have a negative 31% disapproval of Barack Obama, so that's not good for him. Yeah, we're all tied up here in this Reuters Ipsos poll. They're going to have to change their model again, because when they changed it before, now it's led to this, and this is definitely, the numbers are way off. You don't survey 25% more Democrats anywhere. Maybe 5 or 6%, something like that, not 25%. The unfavorables, favorables, about the same for both candidates in this poll, and that's your Reuters Ipsos poll in a minute. That was pretty easy. By the way, guys, if you're scared of clowns, which some people are, just scared of clowns, try to stay away from Georgia. Georgia has this, like, inordinate number of creepy clown sightings. LaGrange, Georgia, Dublin, Georgia. Someone got into a car accident and said they swerved to avoid a clown in the road. And then there's some other, kind of creepy stuff here, too. There's people saying that clowns are trying to lure kids into the woods with candy. Like, what is up with this clown stuff? Quit clowning around. You had a North Carolina guy was arrested for filing a false report saying a clown tried to break into his house, right? Turns out it was just his ex. Maybe he was dating Mimi from the Drew Carey Show. Who knows? In September, Winston-Salem, there was some more reports of clowns leading kids into the woods, South Carolina. Guys, if you have that coulrophobia, stay the heck away from the Southeast. All right. That's it for today, guys. Tomorrow we'll get into this immigration thing with the Syrian refugees. It's very, very important. I'm not going to forget about it. Big thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great day, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. I'm back. Back in the New York crew.